the charity of the week.
Suzanne, it's a very busy time of year on the Isle of Man, Max Grand Prix. But I mean, for you guys, this is a super exciting time, isn't it?
It is, definitely is. TT, we were fully booked. We'd have all five apartments plus us up on the balcony. And we'd have a great time. And there'd be a lot of banter and it'd be a lot of, right, who's your prediction for this race and things like that. And it was fantastic. But that's a lot of what we want to try and do is have that camaraderie. I don't want you to just turn up and stay in an apartment and not talk to anybody. You know, I'm quite happy. People will pick my brains. You know, what can we do? What's accessible, which is the biggest thing. What can we do? What can we do on a rainy day? What can we do on a nice day? Kind of because I have a huge love of Manx history. I'm quite happy to say, try this, try that, do this, do that. You can go down here. So I try and make it as fully inclusive as I possibly can and also promote the island while we're at it. And that's one of the biggest things.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Accessibility, isn't it, Julie? Because that's, if you imagine you want to go on holiday, but then you have to think about, because you have some sort of disability, you've got to think about equipment, you've got to think about how you're going to get around, you're going to think about whether you're going to be safe. This place takes so much of that away, so much of that concern, doesn't it?
It does, because there's everything so accessible here and they haven't got to worry about if they do need something extra, we'll try and support and get it for them. And it's funny, once you've worked here, whenever you go anywhere, you start looking to think, well, is this any good? Could people get in here? Can a wheelchair get in here? And you start to look at venues and cafes and restaurants with a different view to what you would have done before that, because you wouldn't have given us a thought if you've got nobody in your family or close circle that needs a wheelchair. So you start looking at things. And like Sam says, getting the guests all to communicate. We've had families here that have kept in touch after they've all met on holiday here. And that's nice when they do that as well, that they keep in touch with each other.
That's so lovely. And over the years you've been with the charity, you must have had some fantastic experiences and heard some interesting stories from people.
I've met some lovely people over the years, and it's always sad when you hear that through illness they've passed away. We've just had a couple. They came three times a year. They kept like the bikes, but they used to come in the winter for holiday because her family was from here. And the last couple of times they've not made it, so I've been ringing her to see her, and then she rang to say, I'm sorry, but he'd passed away. And she said, oh, I will be back. I will try and get over, because she's still got family here. And but you have a laugh with some of them. A few years ago, unfortunately, I was in hospital in Liverpool, and one of our guests, she didn't live far from the hospital, so she came to visit me,
which was lovely because
obviously over there and no family over there, you've got no visitors. So it was lovely for her to pop in just for half an hour to see how I was.
Yeah.
And that was all through the connections here. And there again, a lovely family. Mm-hmm. You know, most people here, they just want to come and have a wonderful experience and be able to have a holiday like we would have if we went anywhere.
Exactly. We don't have to think about all of this. That's the thing. You just take all of that concern away. And, you were saying, Suzanne, about the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Soon there are going to be bikes just outside. I mean, just outside.
Yes.
The view is incredible, isn't it?
It is. I must admit, I've never watched it from Braddon Bridge before. But I brought my son down because he's just started racing this year and he's a massive Joey fan. And I brought him down here, and the first time we were watching the bikes coming through and his jaw was on the floor, and it was kind of like, right, that's what I need to do. So yeah, it's great. You get people that know what they're doing, they've ridden bikes all their lives, and then you'll get people that have only just started riding and they come and they watch this and it's like, whoa. Because I mean, Michael came to visit us up the side of the wall there, and it was kind of like, oh my word, you know, and people are trying to get photos and all sorts. So you do, it is lovely. I don't think there is anywhere else that you can go apart from Ireland that you can be this close to the bikes. You are literally a wall away from, you know, seeing them going round and things like that. And it is just, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And you mentioned Ireland. Obviously, the foundation has those very strong links with Ireland, and you do various events over there as well.
We do, yeah. We do. We go to the Northwest. We did go to the Ulster when that was going. I think Barry does a few other ones in Ireland, doesn't he?
Classic Bike Festival at Bishop's Court, which, again, with the 25th anniversary, Joey's family were all there, and there was a bit like a display of all Joey's bikes and memorabilia. And Barry, who's got... he's a massive Joey fan, always has been. He's got replicas of Joey's bikes and things. So they were, and of course the classic TT is again all centred around Joey. Mm-hmm. So we will have all Barry will have his bikes here as well. So it is really, really good. I mean, I've loved watching here, but I grew up watching from Braddon Bridge Church. It was my dad's favourite spot to watch, so we always came here. So I've sort of always been used to watching the bikes through here from the days of, like, Joey, before that, with Phil Reed, Mike Hailwood, all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we would always be sat in the shade, and everywhere would be warm and sunny, and I used to go mad and say, can't we go somewhere sunny? But no, because he just loved watching from Braddon Bridge. And now you see it from this side, slightly before you get to the into it, and it's great because you can see them just coming out of Quarter Bridge. Mm-hmm. And it'd be nice, it's nice when you get two or three come through together and they're jostling for position, but it is an amazing place to watch from, and just as Suzanne said, to see people's faces for the first time when they see the bikes come through, it's brilliant.
Creating such amazing memories for people, you really are with this. And of course, as we've been hearing, it is a very important year this year because it is 25 years. And I've noticed a few things that have happened. So, for instance, there is now the Joey Dunlop Foundation is memorialised in a game form or something. There's a bridge. Tell me about this.
That was something that was done up on the Jerby track. And basically, they've made a bridge out of, if you like, Joey's coloured helmet. Mm-hmm. And a car the same as well, and you can actually race around it. I don't know how you kind of get in it, but you can kind of see it, and I must admit it does look phenomenal. It really does look good fun. And if you're into the gaming and things like that, I mean, you've got the TT game that you can play. This is just a next level one, if you like. So it was really, really quite fun to watch that.
Yeah, as we were saying before, memorialised in so many different ways. And, you know, this year, obviously, it will make you even more thoughtful about Joey, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we did, the beginning of July, we did a ride out for Joey. And Jilly and I were really lucky. Bruce asked us, would you like to go on the trike? So we were actually on the Joey trike at the front of the procession, which was a really surreal moment because I'm so used to being kind of like sat on the hedge waving at people as they come past. It was quite surreal to have people waving at us. But it was lovely. It was great. But the amazing thing and the thing that I, you know, it kind of really touched me was... when we were looking at some of the riders that were going out in this ride out, a lot of them weren't even alive when Joey was riding here. And to actually see them come out in support of the Joey Dunlop Foundation and ride round and enjoy it. I mean, you could hear them all beeping and they were all waving and having an absolute whale of a time. But the fact that it was people that weren't even here when Joey was racing, it just... Yeah, it was very surreal, but at the same time, it was just kind of like humbling.
A testament to the man, very much. So, yeah,
what was that like for you?
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was a nice night, which helped. And it's phenomenal. When you look back and all you see is just this sea of bikes coming along behind you, because we were the lead behind the police bikes and the car. And it was great, going up the mountain and everything. Just because it's a long time since I rode a bike. I probably, if I was young enough, I'd probably get one again. But to go on the trike and the Joey trike as well, to go round, it was just amazing.
And there's no reason why you can't still do pillion, Jilly.
Oh, well, yeah. I think I'd need our hoist to get me on and off. My legs are too short now.
It was hard enough getting on the trike.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think being here as well, one of the things about this place, it's just so full of love and joy, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, it is. Everybody comes and has a good time. And regardless of the time of year and the weather, there's things, people say, oh, there's nothing to do on the Isle of Man. But there is things to do if you look for them. And the weather's not brilliant.
And when you two are such good ambassadors for the island as well, you are going to find things for people to do, aren't you?
Yeah.
Another thing I noticed was that the Dunlop family themselves support the charity, don't they, and raise money for the charity.
Yeah, Linda and the family are very supportive of us. We keep in touch frequently with them about things that we want to do to make sure they're on board with it, because the last thing we want to do is upset them by maybe doing something they wouldn't agree with in Joey's name. So we do have a lot of contact with Linda. She usually has a dinner once a year for us and raises funds from that for us. They've just had in Ballymoney before a week. 2 weeks before TT, a big event in Ballymoney. The weather was atrocious. It was awful. It rained, but they had Johnny Ray out on bikes. They had lots of the big names out that come and just ride out around the town on Joey's bikes. Barry went over for it and brought one of his bikes, which was ridden by one of the boys. And it was just, you know, the money they raised from that. She supports us in any way she can. And the rest of the family, they all came over last year, no, 2 years ago, because the grandchildren had never been to the Isle of Man. So they all came over and unblocked the whole lot of them so they could show where their granddad raced and what they all came down here, and because they'd only ever seen pictures. Mm-hmm. So it was great that they all came over. We all met up and it was lovely to see and say. Linda comes up, usually we have had dinners every year, and Linda usually comes, if she's available, come over for that and support us. So she is very, very supportive of us, which is great.
Very much family affair, and it does feel very family, very much so. And Jilly, you've had some pretty young supporters doing things just off their own backs as well.
We did. We had a lovely little young lady, 8 years old, called Ruby, who we got, her father contacted us to say she'd been selling homemade lemonade at the bottom of Bray Hill and that she had over £100 from that, which she wanted to donate to us, which was fantastic. Which we, you know, when you get somebody that age to think of us, is amazing.
There's going to be some racing happening. I'm sure you guys are going to be super, super busy with it and enjoying the racing very much so. But just remind people again, because as we were hearing, obviously, it is expensive to run any charity. Obviously, we know that time's difficult for some people, but if they feel like this is a charity they can support, how do they do that, Suzanne?
They can go, as Jilly mentioned, we have the website, which is www.joeydunlopfoundation.com. You can donate on there. We have a shop on there. You know, if you want to do fundraisers like some of the kids have done, mm-hmm. You know, we're appreciative of every penny that anybody would like to put our way. Again, time, if anybody's got time to help us out, then that is just as important as actually having the money coming in, because we can't do it without people's help, and we can't do it without people supporting us. Just get involved.
Online, you've got the Facebook page as well, Jilly?
Yes, we have Joey Dunlop Foundation, which we put on any events that we're going to, and also that's where we would publicly thank people for supporting us, and they can contact us through the Facebook page as well. As we say, the more the merrier that we can get in to help us, even if it's just for an hour, you're more than welcome. And we say we'll tea, coffee, biscuits, cake, anything, you know, we can do to help people, persuade people to come and help us.
Jilly makes amazing cake.
Charity of the week.